This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I've got an emergency alert for you concerning the Inauguration Day acts of terrorism by the radical left that are going to be taking place. Project Veritas has just released a new undercover video. It's from James O'Keefe, who's really probably the most courageous journalist that's active today in terms of undercover video journalism. He's just amazing. He's caught radical leftists on tape, on video, saying that they are going to carry out terrorist acts. They're going to deploy acid bombs and engage in violent attacks on entire buildings during the Donald Trump inauguration. And this is confirming what we in the independent media have been warning about for many, many months. Now, DHS, which is still run by Obama, you have to remember, has said that there are, quote, no credible threats. That's BS. There are many credible threats, and I'm here to tell you that I know of some of these plans because some of my sources have infiltrated these left-wing terrorist groups who are made up of many of the same people who are part of sort of communist front groups such as Progress, Unity Fund, Workers World Party, Americans Take Action, Answer Coalition, and the DC Anti-Fascist Coalition, which is run by fascists, which is, it's like these people don't even realize they are the fascists. They are the red shirts. What? It's like, or brown shirts, I'm sorry. They are the, I was thinking China there for a minute. They're the brown shirts in Nazi Germany and the red shirts in modern-day commie China. They are the fascists. So what they're actually planning to do now has been caught on tape, and this is just a small portion of what's actually going to happen. You've got these people that have been caught, Luke Kuhn, Colin Dunn, and Scott Green, caught on tape, talking about how they're going to assault a building with an acid bomb, a butyric acid, which is sometimes known as a stink bomb. And they're talking about how they're going to pull the pin, press the plunger, the whole thing discharges. Colin Dunn says if you get it into the HVAC system, it'll get into the whole building. And then Luke says, yeah, the best possible location is to get it into the air intake grill of the entire HVAC system. And they talk about casing the building. And then they talk about how they're going to sabotage the sprinkler system. Colin Dunn says, there's a piece like a fusible metal or a piece of glass with liquid in it that will blow. I need to do some research and make sure we can actually get them all triggered. And then he says, yeah, everybody, an added benefit is everybody's going to walk outside in the freezing cold, you know, after they've been doused with water from the sprinkler system. And this is, they also say, quote, we do not recognize the city government either. This is from Luke Kuhn. He says, if you try to close us down, we will look for your house. We will burn it, he says. We will physically fight the police if they try to steal one of our places, he says. We will go to war. And he continues saying, you will lose. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what's being caught on tape right now from radical leftist terrorists. And I've warned you for a long time. I warned about this 3 months before the election. I predicted. Actually, let me find the article here. Yeah, here it is on naturalnews.com, titled, Chaos Will Erupt Across America in Less Than 100 Days, No Matter Who Wins the Election. And this talks about, there's a subhead in that article. Again, this was published in August of 2016. And one of the subheads says, quote, if Trump wins, the left goes full terror. And I talk about how the leftists are going to go on a violent rampage that leads to the rest of us begging for martial law. And I say, quote, after half a dozen cities burn with riots and looting, Trump invokes a national emergency, deploying National Guard troops across the most devastated urban areas, and the radical left finds itself in a shooting war with the government. This is exactly what is unfolding as I predicted, as I published months before the election. So now we're seeing it. Now we're seeing the undercover videos where these radical leftists are literally planning to carry out, to acid bomb buildings, to set off sprinkler systems, to force people to be subjected to hypothermia, which is a very dangerous, it can be a deadly condition. People can die from hypothermia. If you've got elderly people in the building and they're sprayed with sprinklers and then they have to rush outside, they could die. So these are violent terrorist acts being announced and plotted and discussed by radical left-wingers who, of course, support Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. They are Democrats. They're all Democrats, and they're communists, and they're criminals. So what do we hope happens to these people? Well, obviously, we hope that law enforcement in Washington, which consists of National Guard troops on Inauguration Day, consists of National Guard, consists of DC police, consists of federal law enforcement. We obviously hope, and we are very confident, that they will uphold the law and that they will arrest and prosecute all of these individuals who are engaged in acts of terrorism, domestic terrorism, and violence, and threats of violence, a conspiracy to carry out extreme violence, and even acts of treason against the United States government. These people, let me be clear, these people need to be put in prison. They need to be, I mean, we can no longer have a country where the police just back down like cowards while the radical leftists burn cities to the ground and carry out their social justice executions of police officers and just run roughshod over the entire civility of the country. We can't have that anymore. What we must have now, with Donald Trump being sworn in shortly, we need to have a more aggressive stance on the part of law enforcement, both federal and city and state, you know, local, county, even sheriff's departments. We need to tell law enforcement, men and women in blue, to stand your ground, make arrests, shut down the terrorists, shut down the left-wing protesters, the violent mobs, those who are trying to cause mayhem and injury and who are trying to destroy property. And that's what the left really is. They can't win the debate. They can't win the election. They have no ideas for how to make America great again. Everything they try implodes and fails. Obama has left us with a massive doubling of the national debt. He's left us with much higher unemployment. He's left us with much higher healthcare costs and millions more people on food stamps so they can buy junk food. Obama has, you know, it's mission accomplished in his mind. He has really destroyed much of the U.S. economy, and it's going to take some hard work to bring it back. And the left doesn't want it brought back. The left wants a communist takeover. And I've even reported this, how they're planning a communist uprising and coup attempt on Inauguration Day. They literally think they're going to rise up and occupy the buildings in Washington, and they're probably going to set off bombs, acid bombs, or even kinetic explosive bombs, who knows, in order to try to achieve that. They are insane. They are criminally insane, really. They're mentally ill. These people do not represent America. They, frankly, every one of them should be arrested, and they should have their citizenship revoked. If they hate America so much, we should put them on a plane or a boat, ship them to Cuba, and let them hang out there. You know, pay Cuba a little bit of money to take each person. Like, please take these leftists, these radical, violent criminals, take them to Cuba or Venezuela for that matter. Or, hey, send them to communist China. Get them out of the country. Or, I don't know, maybe put them in the newly refurbished FEMA camps where they can be rehabilitated into actual Americans, if that's possible for any of these people. They are horrifically violent, mentally deranged, mentally ill people. And that's most of the radical left today. They're mentally ill. They're criminals. They're anti-America. They hate America. They hate the American flag. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Second Amendment, especially. But God, they love abortion. They love chopping up little babies so they can harvest their body parts. They love pedophilia, which is why they run, you know, the pizza shops in D.C. They love vaccines, which also harm children. They like to penetrate children with mercury that damages their brains. All these leftists, they are they're gross, they're horrific, they're mad. You know, these are the people pushing the chemotherapy and pushing the vaccine chemicals onto everybody and vaccine mandates. These are sick, sick people, and it's time to shut them down. And thank God that James O'Keefe has caught him on video yet again, admitting that they're planning to acid bomb buildings and send people out in freezing cold and cause hypothermia and cause mayhem and disruption. You know what? Arrest them all. Throw them in prison. Throw them in a FEMA camp. Do whatever you need to do to restore civility to society. We cannot have a society with these leftists running around committing acts of domestic terrorism just because they don't like the outcome of the election, because they refuse to accept a society where there's a two-party system that sometimes one party wins and sometimes the other party wins. But, you know, actually, this is going to be very instructional to watch all the videos of these radical leftist domestic terrorists doing their thing on Inauguration Day. It's going to be very instructive because it's going to massively discredit Democrats for the next 20 years. Honestly, I can't wait to see them caught. Caught on video and caught in handcuffs. You know, I can't wait to see the National Guard and the police officers hold the ground and uphold the law and protect the civility of society by shutting down these left-wing radical commie terrorists, the anti-Trump people. These people are the fascists. I can't wait to see them shut down because the Democrat Party has become a fringe party. It's become a party of mentally ill left-wing radicals who have basically retreated to California and New York and parts of Oregon as well. And, of course, Austin, Texas. But mostly it's a coastal party at this point. They've retreated. They are fringe. Their ideas don't work. Their economics systems are broken. Their mental health is in question at this point. They lie. Look at John Lewis. I think he's a congressman, right? Just lies constantly. He does not recognize Trump as the legitimate president. He does not recognize the role of law enforcement in any peaceful society. He just wants to cause mayhem. I mean, he's a thug. He's a thug in the halls of Washington, and he represents the kind of thuggery that is going to work on Inauguration Day to bomb buildings and cause violence and cause chaos and try to destroy this nation by any means possible. And you know what? Like many Americans, I've had enough of it. I'm sick of it. We've tried to express tolerance and patience for 8 years. We've tried to have open arms and accept everyone for who they are and all the diversity of different ideas. And you know what we got in return? We got all these radical leftists bombing our buildings, spitting in our faces, bullying us with their PC language police agendas and calling us intolerant just because they don't like people who happen to worship the Bible, let's say, or people who want to save children from partial birth abortions, just because they don't like people who believe in free market economics. They don't like people who want to defend themselves with firearms that are legal. You know, the radical left, it's time to say enough is enough. You cry bullies and snowflakes and whiners and babies. You are now going to be put in handcuffs if you try these violent acts. You are the criminals. We're going to throw you in prison. We're going to prosecute you for treason and terrorism and conspiracy. And we're going to take you off the streets and take you out of society using due process and the rule of law as established in our nation. So the era of you being able to just run around like social justice terrorists and assassins attacking cops and burning buildings and looting, that era is coming to an end because we're going to throw your ass in jail and we're going to uphold the law. We're going to protect the streets of America, and we're going to do it under a new president, President Trump. Watch more or read more stories about Trump at our website, trump.news. We've also got whitehouse.news. And no, it's not a racial term. It's been painted white forever since they built the thing. So whitehouse.news, trump.news, and newstarget.com. Click subscribe. to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. If you'd like to help support this video and other videos like this, visit healthrangerstore.com, where everything we sell is laboratory tested for heavy metals and more. You'll find superfoods, storable survival foods, nutritional supplements, and a full line of synthetic chemical-free body soaps, shampoos, and oral care products. Everything we sell is non-GMO, and it's all completely free of chemical sweeteners, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and other toxic ingredients that you want to avoid. Find all this and much more at healthrangerstore.com.